This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The Pikes Peak Cog Railway is open again after closing 4 years ago for $100 million worth of improvements. It has new tracks and cars to reach the top of Pikes Peak. Spokesman Tad Johnston says the test run was exciting.
People waving to all of us on the platform as the train departed. It was really just like, we've done it. We're here. And there's no turning back.
The new Pikes Peak Summit Visitor Center is set to open next month. Legislation that would set up new air pollution monitors around industrial facilities has cleared the Colorado House. It requires big polluters to measure the range of air toxins in real time and share the data with the public. They include the Suncor Oil and Gas Refinery in Commerce City, north of Denver. Public schools may see a nearly 10% increase in average per pupil spending next year. The School Finance Act restores reductions made to education last year. House Education Committee Chair Barbara McLaughlin.
We are giving additional assistance to support our most vulnerable students. We are growing our mental health services and seeing the return of many grant programs,
including dropout and bullying prevention programs. Meanwhile, this year's budget still withholds $500 million from K through 12 schools in order to meet other budget priorities. Denver's at 80 degrees, Vail 69. This is CPR and KRCC.